Okay, and it looks like he already saw the mechanic. What did they have to say?
They said he needed to be in the shop to write a work card and to call if it got worse.
Okay, and so what it's doing now is worse than it was doing before at noon.
Sorry, I missed that. I had to do a turn.
I just making sure that what it's doing now is worse than it was doing 4 hours ago.
Correct. Otherwise, I wouldn't have called.
Well, things don't always happen logically, so I have to make sure. All right, stand by. Hey, I'm not looking at your schedule right now. How late are you out there?
I work to 5:55, but the bus is out till like 3 in the morning.
I'm talking with one of our mechanics right now. Hold on. Hey, can you just give your horn a quick rap and see if it goes off?
It does.
Okay, so I just got to speak with one of our senior mechanics, and he knows this stuff pretty good. And so what's going on that he believes is some of the horn wiring has gotten bunched up in there, and that's what's causing all those noises. So as far as safety goes, the only thing you really got to worry about is that horn becoming inoperative. So we are going to work on a trade, but I just trying to put your mind at ease. It's not like a situation where your steering is just going to stop working or anything like that. That's just not going to happen.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, I'm going to work on a trade for you. Unfortunately, it's kind of a bad time of day for that, but I am going to work on it, and I'll send you a text once I have something figured out.
Okay, and if, you know, if it's nothing major that's going to happen, you can always... I will let them know what's going on.